Good afternoon. Welcome to MK Podcast, and my name is Mingyoung Choi. Today we're going to talk about clickbaits. What is a clickbait? Its name implies clickbait is content that is written specifically to attract as many clicks as possible. Just about any type of content can be considered clickbait. News stories, blog posts, interviews, infographics, videos, packaged in a certain way, clickbaits can be made with any type of content. There are goods and bads to using clickbaits. Considering the advantages of clickbaits, there are that it draws attention of viewers, increases number of page views, which leads to earning a lot of profits of advertising company, draws attention to important social issue, it can also increase brand awareness, and lastly, it can make readers remember the content. But it also has a shady side, which is that it can using clickbaits can make the company lose trust, damaging the brand's reputation. It can make people to lose trust in social media as well, and also it may draw people to read the content, but people may click but they wouldn't read carefully. So these are the characteristics that clickbaits might have. And to talk deeply about this topic, we have a special guest named Youngju Cho joining the talk with us. Hello, Youngju. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for attending the podcast with us. So basically, we're going to talk through several questions, and you just have to basically share your opinions on those questions. Is that okay for you?
Of course.
Okay, so this is the first question to start off. Have you ever heard of the term clickbait, and do you know anything about it?
Yeah, the clickbait, it's kind that became a big issue in Korea. So in my opinion, the clickbait is something that writers or the digital journalists write on their article for the titles to increase the clicks from the audiences and the readers.
Okay. Do you think clickbait helps you remember the content more than articles with no clickbait?
Actually, yes. Because whenever I am hooked by those kind of clickbait, I feel aggressive, and that kind of aggressiveness helps me to remember the content, whether it's a good way to approach or not. So when I sometimes read some articles without no clickbaits, I usually read them just by my interest. So whenever I read, actually I don't read some kind of articles that has no clickbait if I'm not interested. So clickbaits actually helps me to remember the articles and the contents rather than having no clickbaits on the title.
Okay. When you click on an article with a surprising title, but after clicking the title, you find out it was less surprising than you expected it to be, then how do you feel?
Of course, I feel disappointed. And yeah, sometimes whenever I see a lot of clickbaits from those certificate writers or the journalists, I lose my honesty. I mean, they lose their honesty from me. So whenever I see their name on it, I don't read, actually. I don't read their article. And also, yeah, when I saw the title really, really interests me, but after I read the article, if I don't feel interest on it, or the title and the article doesn't matches, I feel really bad. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm hooked by somebody.
Okay. When you see that kind of content, those articles with clickbaits, how do you deal with it? Do you still read the content until the end, or rather skip it?
For me, I read it. I read the whole content, and because to try to believe them and try to compare between the title and the content, the story in it. But yeah, sometimes some articles, it's so obvious that the title is clickbait. Like, you can see the title and the story inside is really, really different, and they are actually telling the different story. Whenever I feel that, I skip to read it. Mm-hmm. I skip to read it and skip to the comment box and then see how other people think. And yeah, usually I find the same way from them, from those people in comment boxes, just like me.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked a lot about goods and bads of the clickbait. Overall, do you think it is a good way of drawing attention from readers, or do you think it's a bad way, or do you think it needs the writers needs to use other ways to draw attention from readers? What do you think?
I think they should. Well, clickbait is still a good way to approach to the article. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really good way to attract people to their article, because people still get interest from the title, not the contents. Mm. The first thing that they are looking at is the title, and then whenever they feel interested on that title, they go into the content and read, and that makes obviously the journalists get clicks or the reads from other viewers, but the readers also get advantage whenever they read them and then gets more social issues, or even that's not social issue and the content is like way different than the title, they still get some kind of information, and that makes them to interact with other people and still they can find topic to talk with other people, and I think that's kind of good way.
Okay.
Both of them. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, and that's all the questions we got for today. And thank you for your participation.
Thank you, Minkyung.
And that was MK Podcast, and this was Minkyung Choi. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time.